This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In Dallas, what we've done over the past 48 hours is send a team into the field, CDC's most experienced staff, experts leading the world in everything from laboratory science to infection control to hospital administration.
Oh my gosh, they got the SWAT team.
What's going down?
It's the SWAT team. Remember that? Who's old enough to remember the 1970 SWAT? And President Ebola has reached into his bag of tricks, and along with Tom Friedman and the CDC, they're sending the SWAT team out. Super Don!
I don't even know what to say.
Don't run away. I need you.
I'm sitting here trying so hard to do show prep today, and I come across this Time magazine article. CDC deploys Ebola SWAT team to Dallas. My head exploded. I ran out. I kicked the cat. I don't even know whose cat I kicked. But
oh, that's not very nice.
Listen,
are we going to say that you are in an ornery mood today? You're not happy about having to cover Ebola one more day. And you know, I almost think it's dueling. Who wants to not talk about it more? Right?
Yeah.
But we have to. It's our journalistic responsibility.
God,
to cover this story.
Just to give people a little bit of a background here, I've got this deal that I look at every morning. I get up, I make the coffee, and I open up this webpage, and it brings stories from every major and a lot of alternative news websites into one page for me to look at to see what's going on in the world. And I've got to tell you, if I see the word Ebola again for the rest of the day, I don't know what I'm going to do. Everything is Ebola. Ebola this, Ebola that. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it is overwhelming. And I know I've been talking to some people off the air about it. They're half of them are freaky weaky, and the other half are going, man, this is garbage. I don't believe any of this, right? And you know, these are good people on both sides of the fence that I'm talking. Just the average folks out there. Calling up, and some are very afraid. I had a woman, I know this is a bit off topic, Super Don, but it just reminds me, because it's been that kind of day where I've had like 10 days into one day, on top of being nervous about having to cover Ebola, because I know how fed up you are with the subject. So I'm like, oh my gosh, my producer, he's going to kill me. We got to do this. But, you know, I talked to one woman who, you know, is raising her children as natural as can be, and she was asking questions about, you know, things, and a little bit nervous because the doctors are pressuring her to do drugs or vaccines. And you know, I'm not going to say I said, what are you, nuts? I didn't say that. It was sort of like, but it was a little, you know, how would I say? I stood my ground. I said, listen, you're doing the right thing. You've got to follow your gut. You know what to do. You know, it was related to, because I could sense in her the natural inclination, but she's been overwhelmed, and she's just started crying. On the phone, Super Don. She was crying. I thought, oh, my God, did I say the wrong thing? And she says, you know, she through her tears, she's saying, I needed to hear that now. I needed that more than anything else. Thank you. It's been such a rough week. My friends have been, you know, getting on me about this because of the Ebola thing, and I won't, you know, drug and vaccinate. And I said, ma'am, you know, I'm with you. I'm standing tall with you. You were doing the right thing. You were following your gut, and it's not the easy thing to do because these other microbes that you call your friends are actually pretending right now that they know what's best for you and your children, and they don't. Only you do. The moms of the world, the dads of the world, unite. Listen to your gut instinct on this Ebola crap. Please, don't fall prey to the fear. We're helping you through it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, even though Super Don is annoyed because we have to talk about
it. Listen, I mean, there is some real news here. I mean, there really is. There's a real story here. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I mean, you name it, anything having to do with Ebola. I mean, you're talking about, you know, dogs and pets and SWAT teams and, you know, we're going to have 10,000 people. We're going to have Ebola by, you know, next Thursday, right. And you know, it's
if the CDC is in charge, we're going to have every disease because these guys and gals there. Oh my gosh! Julie Gerberding's going, man, I'm glad I got out when I did.
Listen, here's the deal. I mean, we covered yesterday the gross incompetence, almost Three Stooges type stuff that's been going on with the way things have been handled, with you know the way the CDC has been coming out and telling people stuff. And I mean, listen. We just covered, like I said yesterday, about how they weren't protected right in the hospitals, and they were telling them to wrap tape around their neck and all this stuff. And so you would think at this point, right, that they've got it figured out.
Yeah, I know.
Then comes along this story.
The next victim, right?
Here comes the story. Okay, they're transferring this second nurse that caught Ebola. Mm-hmm. Into a plane because hey, what an idea. They're going to fly her to Atlanta now. Ooh, okay. Let's take her to somewhere where they can actually handle this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they've got all the guys, and they're all wearing like these 1960s spaceman suit things. I mean, they are covered head to toe, you name it. And they're transporting her into this plane.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, here is one man walking with these five other guys fully protected. And guess what he's wearing?
A cardigan?
An $8 shirt he must have bought at Sears, and he's holding a clipboard. That's it.
Well, it's a special.
I mean, he has pants
special.
On, but...
Come on, it's a special clipboard. Come on, you don't think that after all of this that they would just throw a guy with an $8 shirt and a clipboard out in the midst of these guys wearing hazmat? Some of them have their own oxygen, getting ready to transport this Ebola patient.
Full respirators and everything. Okay, so here's this guy walking along with them and the lady that has Ebola.
Yeah.
And people are asking, who is this guy? He's totally unprotected and all he's carrying is a clipboard. Guess who this guy is? He's the medical protocol supervisor.
A medical protocol supervisor?
The protocol supervisor is not protected.
The protocol is to wear hazmat suits and bring your own oxygen. But don't worry, I've got my special clipboard. We've got you covered here. I've got the special clipboard. It's not an issue. It's not a problem.
I mean, what? Are they thinking like the flame retardant in his $6 Sears shirt is going to protect him from Ebola? I'm not sure what's going on here. It's funny. He's a protocol supervisor. Does that remind you of anybody in particular?
Yeah, I think so. If I can remember back to those days in the hazy, lazy 1970s, since we were already doing the SWAT team, I think there was a protocol droid I learned about way back when.
You are a protocol droid, are you not?
I am C-3PO.
Yes or no, will you?
Yes.
At least yes. If it was C-3PO, he wouldn't have to wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah, maybe that's what he thought. He thought he was C-3PO, and so he's protected. So, you know, listen, I'm looking at stuff like this, and I'm going, what is wrong here? Hmm. We can't seem to get it right. Everybody's nuts. they can't do anything right. And the day after, they have this big blunder, you know, where all of these things revealed how they just completely just screwed the pooch over there at Texas Presbyterian Hospital. They go to transport this lady, and here's this dude with no protective suit, no respirator, nothing, just walking around with a clipboard.
I'm telling you, it's a special CDC. You know, like it's Maxwell Smart. He's got his shoe phone. This is a special clipboard, and it serves as a hazmat suit. You just don't know it. It's invisible.
I guess. We're not going to play the audio from this, but Barbara Lo Fisher made a great video talking about the timeline of Ebola and asking some really pointed questions. And one of the things she mentioned is that, and I didn't realize this, was that the U.S. pressed the U.N. to take away all of the flight restrictions between the African countries and the United States. And that's just one of those things where you go, why would the U.N. do that?
Interesting. Very interesting. Do we have any audio from the U.N. meeting?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd try and find something about that from the UN, and I came across some exclusive audio from the United Nations here.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Mr. Secretary General, we've stated all along
we are ready to sacrifice everything. And for this matter, please talk.
At a standstill, he kept coughing. She has a sore throat.
Ebola! Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
Down. You're not
taking the United Nations has Ebola now.
You're just not taking this seriously enough, I can tell. It's just one tragic...
I've had enough.
I know. I can tell. That's why I told you I was nervous to do the show today, because I knew that you were going to come out and do something strange like that.
I've had enough. But listen, actually, you know what? There is a new report of an infection in New Hampshire. Have you heard about this?
New Hampshire infection?
Yeah, they've got problems in New Hampshire, too.
Oh, good Lord. Really? Okay, let's hear it.
Well, Jen and Tom, first of all, this is a very sad case. You know, it turns out this latest victim wasn't even the type of person to spend a lot of time outdoors, and yet the victim still became infected with Triple E.
Triple E?
Yeah.
It's like not bad enough to have a single Ebola, now it's triple Ebola?
Now, you're listening to that. Oh, the person, he got infected. And he doesn't go outside much, but he still got infected. I'm expecting this to be another Ebola.
Listen, I know what Triple E is, but I got to know. Do you know what Triple E is? Because do you have another audio clip? Because that might explain this.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, the only Triple E I know is this one.
From the halls of Montezuma
No, not Triple E. That's the wrong Triple E.
The wrong Triple E.
Yeah, no. This Triple E they're talking about is an equine encephalitis, okay?
Eastern equine encephalitis. And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, we've got West Nile, we've got chikungunya, we've got enterovirus DCCA, we've got Ebola. Do we now need another thing that we need to be worried about and scared about and people getting infected and dying from?
No, I think we've got enough. You know what? I think today is what we're going to do. It's a birthday celebration today. And this is going to make everything. It's going to make. I don't even know whose birthday that was, but it's going to make everything right with the world. Not like that.
No.
There's a birthday celebration. Do you know whose birthday it is today? The anniversary of the birth of the genius, the real guy we should be learning about in school and med school in America. Antoine Béchamp. Oh. And we are going to talk about that with nutritional historian Christopher Barr today. The microbiome is on tap. Stick around for that. Also, John Rappaport's going to stop by with another whopper of a lie from the CDC. This one's big. I'm telling you, big. And we're going to have that for you next hour. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, back at it. The Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don off his chest. So he's back. He's happy, Super Don. We're not going to do, you know what we're not going to do. For a while, anyway, until we get John Rappaport on a little bit later. We've got happy birthday, Antoine Béchamp. That's going to be great. Looking forward to Chris Barr shortly. Microbiome stuff definitely on tap. There's a story here out of healthfinder.gov. And by the way, listening in on naturalnewsradio.com around the world, welcome. And our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Gut microbes, we love them. We do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They are now being discovered to have their own circadian rhythm. In other words, they have internal clocks too. You know, I can get hammered by jet lag. I can. That's what I'm not real good. I'm not like my wife. She used to be a flight attendant years, eons ago. And she said, yeah, travels the world, no jet lag. I'm like, you know, I'm set in a time zone. I'm in that time zone. It's going to take me a bit. Now, last week when I went to Seattle, I actually transitioned my time zone while
I
was still
in the East. How did that work? I know I kind of teased you about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But did that work out for you?
Yeah, it did. It worked great because I was rocking in that lecture in Federal Way, Washington,
oh,
I have to say. My energy was good. It was
you
all
figured out how to defeat the jet lag, huh?
And here, do you hear this? No, because I emptied that Super Earth Energy, so I'd open a new one, Super Earth Energy, Dr. Newsom. But, yeah, that was real. I was rocking it. But the bacteria also play a role in here, and this is fascinating, that if you disrupt the gut ecology, you could also throw off your, you know, you could have fatigue in your own time zone. We talk about fatigue in a general sense, and we go microbes could play a big role there. I want you to check that out. It's healthfinder.gov. We have it linked up in the show notes. I don't have a lot of time to go in depth on this story. But it is fascinating when we realize how much we rely on our gut ecology for everything. It should humble you. You arrogant men. You're alive at the behest of microbes. They let you live, right? You got more microbes in your gut than you have cells in your body. Take that, arrogant men. All right. So I'm not talking about women. They don't have any of this stuff. Just
no,
men,
no.
Right?
They're perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Energy. Speaking of energy. The health officials, again, the federal officials, they're coming to our rescue. And if it's not the federal officials, it's the global New World Order health officials, the World Health Organization. Their regional office in Europe is upset. They really want to crack down on something. And it's called energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Europe, the WHO in Europe is looking at this and going, dude, these are risky drinks. We don't have enough power to regulate, you know. Listen, if they use any excuse they can to make it sure that you can't buy whatever the hell you want to buy, even though I'm not buying these energy drinks because I don't need them, and you don't either if you're living right. But there is a concern that I have on people, you know, getting hopped up on concentrated caffeine and sugar-sweetened, corn syrup-sweetened drinks. They actually have coined the phrase caffeine intoxication now when you're going over the edge. I think I got to talk to Jerry Doyle about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, you talk about intoxication. One of the things that has become kind of trendy over the last many years, actually, I can remember this back in the day when I was still partaking of alcoholic beverages on a fairly regular basis, is mixing the energy drinks with alcohol.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah. It's not that uncommon. In fact, you can buy already pre-mixed ones in the, you know, like down at the 7-Eleven or something.
Wait a second. Supernova, you're talking about, like energy drinks, you know, Red Bull and things. There's a lot of knockoffs. Mm-hmm. But are you telling me they're selling those drinks with alcohol already in them?
Yeah, and what it does is it
didn't know that.
The negative effect to it, obviously, is that the caffeine causes you to be more alert and awake, which basically gives you the opportunity to continue drinking.
To get even drunker in a weird way.
Right.
So your body doesn't know whether you're,
so
an upper and a downer.
So that's one of the things that the WHO in Europe is kind of pointing the finger at, you know, talking about how it's dangerous.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't realize they were selling them together. I'm glad you told me that because that's an area. You know, I don't often go into those stores, much less look for these energy drinks. I've read some of them. You know, the first thing.
Well, that's what you've got me for. See, I'm out doing investigative journalism. You know.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, listen, my history, and I've said this on the air. You know, in college when I was at university, I drank coffee medicinally, but I was very sensitive. My adrenals were, you know, on edge, and I would shake. I'd get the shakes. I couldn't do coffee like you do coffee. The only way I can do coffee is the way your fans want you to do coffee from the Gerson Clinic, Super Don. They're calling for you. It's like, Don, Super Don, we care for you. We love you. We need you to put it in the wrong end. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, thank you for acknowledging that it's the wrong end.
I didn't want to upset you any more than you were already upset.
Robert Scott Bell just said that that's the wrong end.
For Super Don. It's his belief, and see how much I respect his beliefs, right? Right? There's a lot of respect here. All right, when we come back, it's birthday celebration time. We'll see if we can find some party music. If not, we'll party anyway. With Christopher Barr, he's not a doc, he's better, a nutritional historian. We're going to celebrate the anniversary of the birthday of the real genius, talking the law of the terrain, the microbiome, and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris Barr next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, party time, everybody. Celebrating the birthday of the genius of geniuses in the science realm. And no one seemed to have heard of him. Not many, but if you listen to this show, and if you know my next guest, Christopher Barr, you probably know whose birthday it is today. Chris, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Happy 198th birthday to Pierre-Jacques-Antoine Bechamp. 198 years ago today, and he made it more than 92 years, living and breathing and active in the laboratory and in research and writing right up until his final days. So, and amazing, it took an American to keep his story alive. Dr. Monte, an MD who was an anti-vaccinationist back at the turn of the century and went to Paris to spend 2 weeks with the master Beauchamp. And arrived back home off the ship to a telegram that Beauchamp had passed, and he kept the torch burning. If it weren't for Dr. Montague Leverson, MD, legislator from the state of Maryland and anti-vaccinationist, who, by the way, disappeared in time in the 1920s. No one knows what happened to him. If it wasn't for Leverson, we wouldn't have the information we have about Beauchamp today. He kept the torch going.
You know, it's a fascinating history. As you know, we've talked together. I've talked on the air about this many times over the years, that I didn't know anything about a guy named Antoine Beauchamp. Well, let's be honest, too. Until I was 24 years of age, I never heard the word homeopathy, much less Samuel Hahnemann and others like that. And so when we recognize how much of history has been erased and rewritten for an evil, sinister purpose, we recognize how somebody as brilliant, a genius mind as this scientist was and is, Antoine Beauchamp, we realize, wow, they did it to us on purpose. Because if we had adopted the things that Beauchamp had written about and talked about and dedicated his whole life to, there would be no need for a CDC. Not that there is today, but the artificial need for it. All of this thing. Ebola would be gone tomorrow if people would recognize what Beauchamp had taught. And that's what we need to do to acknowledge and honor that man and his legacy today.
Exactly. It's so amazing that they measure success today based upon peer-reviewed papers. How many publications have you been published in? You know, there is, to this date, nobody in recorded history, I mean, if there's somebody, it's somebody that hasn't been written about, in recorded history, nobody had the degrees that he had. It took 8 pages to list just the titles of his published scientific treatises, you know, and yet he's unknown. You know, he had separate degrees, not co-majors. He had separate degrees in biology, chemistry, physics, pharmacy, and yes, he had an MD also. He was a professor at the university level in all of those. He was in private practice, and he was a research professional all that time in all of those 5 areas. He established the medical program at the University of Little France that is still going today. People talk about Stephen Hawking, how smart he is. Stephen Hawking couldn't tie Beauchamp's shoestring.
Yeah, I like that.
And yet nobody knows Beauchamp. Mm-hmm. And Hawking's all theoretical, and yeah, mm-hmm. Great, wonderful. Let's talk about what's going on that we can't see. Although it's interesting because Beauchamp disclosed truths about what we can't see at the submicroscopic level that apply to us right now.
Right.
And could those of us who know and teach it and people who learn are healthy or recovering from illnesses or not even getting ill if they know them in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one that taught if the host is not in a weakened condition, it doesn't matter that you're around Ebola. I've been lecturing and telling people I have no fear of Ebola at all. I'll walk into an Ebola ward. I don't need a hazmat suit.
You don't need a special protocol droid clipboard like we talked about last hour when you were here. It's crazy that what's going on out there. And I think to your point, Chris, when we talk about a victim state of consciousness, we talk about Louis Pasteur, we talk about germ theory. When we talk about an empowering reality, a concept of walking through life, knowing that we have the ability to be healthy and that health begets health, it changes the way you interact with the world. And it's a wonderful thing. It's an empowering thing. And it's part and parcel to everything I believe we try to do here on the show.
And it improves your life. You know, it improves your health. It improves your finances because you're not being milked by the lies and the half-truths. You know, it simplifies things. Of course, that also means it takes away the monetary abilities of people to manipulate you and to, mm-hmm. you know, to drain your pocketbook. You know, but you're empowered, not just physically, but, you know, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually.
Yes.
You know, and financially.
Yeah. I mean, it is extraordinary. And, you know, I learned of this because of, you know, the turn in the, my life took a turn in answer to prayers. I was sent a man to teach me, you know, a doctor that immigrated to this country. I had to learn these basic grounding principles, and I would agree, spiritual principles as well, that integrate all of this together. This is not a disconnect. This is a reconnecting of everything. And he, you know, from Belgium, they actually learned about Antoine Béchamp there, many of them. Of course, if you're a homeopath, holistic, you know Béchamp, and this guy Claude Bernard as well. But there was a whole school of thought built around the law of the terrain. Now they're, you know, like really investing in the science, Chris. They're calling it the study of the microbiome. They're just rediscovering what Béchamp was talking about.
Yes, and giving it new names, like they just discovered something new.
Yeah, exactly. I know, and of course, they're not going to give credit where credit is due, but we're here to do that on the 109th anniversary of his birth. And it's a very exciting day for Chris and myself, and hopefully you, because you celebrate this guy, you're empowering yourself with information to walk through the lies of the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the WHO. And take back what is rightfully yours by virtue of your birth, that power to heal. But if you don't understand the laws as they are laid down for us and live them, then you may be victimized by those who would love to take advantage of you and who do regularly.
Well, I once heard it put, the power to heal is yours, which is a really succinct manner of summing up Béchamp, probably in the fewest words possible, Robert.
I don't know where I've heard that before, but that's, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's the essence of Béchamp. The power to heal is yours. You know, the, if you'll maintain this, you know, Ebola in the news right now. We've got the science back when nobody cared about Ebola in 1995, when it was published in a medical journal. Look, the key to Ebola is selenium deficiency. You know, if you aren't deficient in selenium, then it's not an issue. Well, guess
yeah.
what, Robert? The dirty little secret in America is that Americans are deficient in selenium because it's been robbed in processing. They've been using soil amendments of sulfur, artificial sulfurs, that impede selenium's ability to get into the foods that we consume. So it's not there as much as it could be because of bad farming practices. Then they leach it out and they process it out. So guess what? Yeah, Ebola could be a problem here, but not because Ebola is scary, but
mm-hmm.
because nobody's paid attention to the importance of selenium for the terrain, our bodies.
Right.
So people are running around selenium deficient.
Yeah, so exactly. And of course,
selenium up and get rid of your fear of Ebola.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that, of course, in the whole concept of the microbiome. I've got an article in this month's edition of Healthy Living Magazine on Ebola and silver, because I want people to transition from this idea that we need to take drugs to kill things. If we have things in nature that are, let's say, a little bit not polite to what they would call microbial pathogens, even though that's a stretch when we understand the law of the terrain. If we need to rebalance in a hurry, you can use something as safe as silver in that form without resorting to poisoning the body or damaging your own cells. And that's a holistic way to kind of reshift the balance in your favor in a crisis. And so there's a lot of information that would take you out of fear. That doesn't mean we ignore somebody in a bad state or of an acute infectious scenario. But we also don't have to resort to poisoning the body with chemotherapeutic agents, which are really chemotoxic agents in the guise of killing, well, saving you by killing you. That just doesn't fly when you understand the law of the terrain.
Yes, and again, with the law of the terrain, balance of getting things in the right form, you know, nutrients in a whole food form, and silver in its simple, basic charged state, versus, you know, they're starting to attack silver now because of Argeria, which mm-hmm. is actually a boogeyman more than anything anyway. And it's not even possible for Argeria to exist, the blue condition, with a silver hydrosol. It's only possible with all the other forms. And it's still not a big deal anyway. But
yeah, well, it's not
so
it's
much.
Not going to kill you. You won't. But, you know, the thing about that, I always say, it's funny, you tell me I'm going to drink that sovereign silver and turn blue. I said, well, according to the EPA, I would have to drink 178,850 teaspoons, and none of it would be allowed to leave my body. And still, I wouldn't get there. Yeah, but of course, we know excretion is easy with that. That's another aspect of the law of the terrain. It's assimilation and it's elimination. And that whole complete picture needs to be taken into consideration. When we don't have any of those functions happening at optimal levels, then we are subject to the dis-ease that is not caused by the microbes, but the microbes that over, let's say, they take advantage of the terrain, and it's not a happy microbe at the time it used to be.
Yes, and that gets back to, again, to Bisham's basis. You know, one of the basic teachings that he came through scientific, rigorous laboratory study was that the process of life is the process of digestion, assimilation, disassimilation, and excretion, and that any interruption in any or all of those, and accumulatively so, results in what we call dis-ease. It's not the pathogen. It's if there's disruption in digestion, if you're not digesting the food properly, if you're not assimilating it because you don't have the microflora, the actual bacteria we do need. Mm-hmm. If you don't have disassimilation, again, partially because of not having those flora and not able to get out the things that just by normal metabolism need to be disposed of, and then excreting them.
Yeah, you know, getting it out.
These are basic to life.
Well, we got to take a break here, and if you need to go excrete, go ahead. We'll be right back in a few minutes. It's a celebration day. Happy birthday, Antoine Béchamp. We're going to talk more about that celebration. We do have a call on the line, 866-939-BELL. We'll take that after the break. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the midst of all the screaming fear of triple Ebola, not here. We've got Christopher Barr, my good friend. He's not a doc. He's better. He's a nutritional historian, and we've got him linked up as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as well as a very profound and concise article, perhaps the most concise, if you want to be introduced to this guy we're talking about, the birthday boy, Antoine Béchamp, 198 years after his birth. And there's an article that's linked up. And you can just click the picture of Antoine Béchamp in the show notes today and read up and enjoy. And it'll open you up to a whole new world. Chris, thanks for doing that. And thanks for being here with me, my friend.
Hey, it's always great, especially to honor the giantest, if we can say that, of all giants.
Yes, and you know, really the coiner of the microbiome before there was a known microbiome. And speaking of that, we've got Francisco Rodriguez, a friend I've had on the show before, interviewed. He's in the natural products industry. He consults, and he's dealing a lot with this microbiome, and he's calling in now on the issue of Antoine Béchamp. Francisco, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, and a happy Antoine Béchamp birthday to all of you.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you're dealing with the microbiome. Have you been able to integrate Béchamp into what you're dealing with? Because you're dealing with some high-level scientists on this realm, too.
Yeah, so my background is working at Garden of Life, and Jordan obviously had a lot of work in the digestive world. And so I developed a lot of products in that category. But we've always wanted to delve into not just the single probiotic that everybody's looking for, the silver bullet. We've never wanted, we know that that's not the real story. And so in the world of science, they're able to actually now take a sample. And I'll just tell you guys openly that I may be taking a sample of kombucha SCOBY and testing every single organism in that SCOBY and getting some information from that. But now they're able to take a single sample of human waste, of human feces, and then analyze every single organism, dead or alive, genetically, so that they get a genus and species from it. And from my perspective, what I'm talking to these labs specifically about, and I've consulted for two different labs that are very well known, is that the story that they're able to help companies tell about how their products affect these organisms is not just the story of one organism, but is a symphony of organisms that are found in the entire intestinal tract. So now they have 1,500 stories
But Francisco, are you being met with derision and you know, hey, you're messing our meme. We want one thing to work.
You know what? The amazing thing is, I'm being met with a little bit of ignorance. They don't even know the story of Basham and Pasteur. They don't know the story, and so the fact that we get to begin to discuss that, they're very interested, and so we begin to stack benefits of different ingredients. And so if a certain group of proteins have an effect.
Chris, let me ask you, because this is interesting that Francisco's in there trying to bring this information and they're not throwing him out. Perhaps Basham's time has finally come.
Well, perhaps better late than never. You know, I think it was Barbara Michelson. There was a Nobel Prize in the 80s that was given to someone that they started talking about pleomorphism, mm-hmm. which is what Basham was addressing 150 years ago. And Nobel was just starting to catch up a little bit 20 years ago. So maybe we can start moving forward more rapidly now.
Yeah, Francisco, I'm encouraged by what you're doing. I hope you guys can get together, too, to help facilitate real education in this realm, because it'll be transformative for the health of anybody that aligns themselves with us.
I think for the opportunity to quantify, you know, it used to be the cost of all this was in tens of thousands of dollars to actually quantify all the organisms. And I don't want to say that the organisms are the definition of our terrain. Obviously, it's organisms interacting with our bodies, Chris, and you know that, but Basham talked about that. But I think the organisms now, to be able to quantify them in a more cost-effective way, people will now be able to see. They're talking about the American Psychiatric Society put out a position paper that said the gap junctions created by dysbiosis is not just correlated, but they believe it's causation of autism. And so you have this coming from a number of different groups, and the microbiome now, what Basham's been talking about, the terrain or the milieu, is mm-hmm. the story that is connected to the brain, the immune system, weight loss, all these other categories.
Absolutely integrated in that entire terrain. Again, law of the terrain. Today, the birthday celebration. Francisco, thanks for calling in. I know you got to run. Chris Barr's going to be sticking around. We're going to do some more birthday celebration with you. If you'd like to call in, comment, question, say happy birthday to Antoine Basham, we'd be glad to hear from you. 866-939-2355. Links are all up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All I ask you to do is remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.